Okay, good morning everyone. Continuing Hilchos Kosav Cholov. We're continuing in the inyan of Tipus Cholov Shenofel al HaKedero. And we'll just briefly address a couple of issues that might help it make some of the details more memorable. We'll look at the Mimah Nafshechot of the Smak, and the Ma'anafshecha of the Pri Chodosh. Right, the Pri Chodosh also has a Ma'anafshecha. But first, let's... The Shulchan Aruch in Tzadi Beis Vav says that the Chumra is over here. I mean, the Halachas that we talked about in Halacha Hey are... those Halachas are Dafka when it's not keneged ha'esh, right? When it's not keneged ha'esh. But if it was keneged ha'esh, you have a kula. You know, it's going to get nisraf. I just wanted to point out that that's even relevant today. If you have a gas stove and you have a flame and you have a small pot, right? You have a small pot and the flame comes around, you know, comes onto the sides of the pot. It's possible that it was nisraf in the event that you have a small one. If you have a big pot, so then the flames don't come to the outside of the pot, and it would be, you know, you'd have to deal with the halachas of halacha hey. But you could theoretically, even in a modern day application, you could have that it was keneged ha'esh mamish, and the tipas cholov was nisraf. So the size of the pot really is relevant if you're dealing with a gas fire. The flames, if it's a small pot, the flames could coming on the side of the pot. I'm just going to look at the Mama Nafshecha of the Smak, and we'll take a look at that in the Smak that's presented in the Shach Yud Ches, and so the Shach quotes the Smak, and regarding the first case of Keneged HaRoitev, when the Tipas Cholov falls Keneged the Roitev, we have two possibilities. Either it's the tipas cholov is mispashet throughout the fleshet keli, and of course we're assuming in these halachas that you have a pot that is shishim keneged the metal of the pot, which holds the blios basar, is shishim keneged the tipa. Right? So we're dealing with that. That's the assumption. So in Nafal Keneged HaRotev, one possibility is it's Nispashet. And it's possible Shishim in the Blias of Basar in the wall. The other possibility, it goes through and it's Mafapeh into the food, and it's possible Shishim, if you have Shishim in the food, of course. And I'm just going to read the shach. And I got the shach finally. And that's the man nafshecha. In other words, it's either that. So you're good. When the tipas is nafal keneged ha'roitev, you're good. So I'll read the shach. Shach shkuches, smak, zeloshin smak, tipas nafal al doifin ha'kli. Mistap galon beperek damchatas even fapeh bechol akli ilo hilkach kishenafel negara roitev yesh beroitev shishim negara tipa motor miman nafshecha even fapeh bechol akli so har nisbatel the imenu mafapeh because we don't know how the mafapeh works. So if it goes through the whole kli, good. If it doesn't, it goes in, good, it consumes, it goes into the food. It's ki'ilu that it's nafal into the food. So now we're into the second case here in the Shach, which is going to be a negeh for the Ma'anafshecha of the Pri Chodosh. Aval benafo, benafla bereikon shem mifapeya. B'dofin akadera ad samach l'raytev kol kach she'en shishim min hatipa v'nasa oiso miktas hakli nevela. Okay, so that's the man nafshecha. Now let's go to the prichodosh. See his man nafshecha. The prichodosh is going to say on page 17. He's going to say if the kli has a lid on it. Up until now, if we're dealing with the nefila keneged achalal, but the lid was on the pot, so then the prichodosh says the following a little bit in Chaf Gimel and Prichodosh. Da, the kol zeh mayre b'kadeira megula. The shita of the smack that's presented in the Shulchan Aruch, the second case of neged harekan, that we say the tipas chalav expands, but it's not batal b'shishim, above the rotev. That, and like you have a patch of an iser, you have a patch of iser, and it's nasis nevela there, right? We're dealing with a kli yishana. If we were dealing with a kli chadosha, as the Shach points out, if you're dealing with a kli chadosha and we are not, we are keneged harekan, and it's a kli chadosha, so you don't have chanan, and all you need is shishim keneged the tipa. Right, all you need is shishim keneged the tipa, and if you of the metal, it sounds like, right? Of the kli chadosh, there's no. Right. When just going back a second to the keneged areikon, what is happening over there? Right, we say in the case where it's a kli yoshan, it's a ben yomo kli, we say that tipa expands, it's mifapen expands, but it's not batal b'shishin, and you say chanan. But if it's a new kli, it's an in ben yomo, so then that tipas chalav you don't say chanan, and all you need is shishim keneged the tipas chalav. Okay, so back to the pri chadosh without the kol zeh mayre b'kederu megula. Aval im be'es nefila satipa haisa mechusa lo shiny lan bein nafla neged had tavshel lo nafla b'makam reikon. The sheet of the smack that differentiates between neged halal or neged ha tavshel is dafka when the pot does not have a lid. But if the pot has a lid, there's no distinction. All you need is shishim keneged the tipa. Memanoshach I ein hatipa mifapas bifnim eino oiser. If the tipa is not mifapas bifnim, it's not going to be oiser. Trying to turn the page here. V'im if I pass v'nichneses lefnim, kevan shekeder mechusa a heva oila umavushla u. The hevel is oila, and it's me'ha shulayim. The piha umareva satipa b'chol akadera umisbateles b'shishim. So you have your man nafshecha, the same one that the shach, sorry, the smack quoted by the shach said that you have when the tipa falls neged ha roitev. If the lid is on the kli when the tipa falls on the outside of the pot, shaloka neged eish. You say you have if you have shishim of food keneged the tipa, so you're good. We'll either assume that it went through into the through the walls, and we'll assume that the food is all over the pot, even above the line of the rotave, because the lid is on. Yeah, because the hevel oiler, the hevel goes up and it mixes everything around, and so therefore, if you have shishim in the food, you'll have bittul of the ptipa in the food. If it doesn't go through the wall of the kli, we'll assume that it's mispashate in the walls of the kli. We're assuming you have shishim in the of metal, and therefore shishim of the basar in the metal to mevatel atipa. That's the Mamah Nafshecha of the Pri Chodesh as well, which is important because it's just as likely that you're going to have a lid on your pot as well, right? So it's a pretty the halachas that the Mechaber brought were only if the pot is Megula. The pot is covered up. There's room to be Mekel, and you don't have to take on the Chumrah of Negeta Reikon. So I think we'll hold it there for today. Any questions? There are a bunch of issues, any questions? Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Okay, so you're just a second here. I'm in the sun here. I think the sun is affecting my screen. V'dada kol zeh ma'ir b'kadei megula aval nafal tiflis ha'is mechusa lo shiny lan bein nafal neged han ha. Yeah. Nafal neged u'b'chol gavnei b'shishim. Neged hatipa sagi miman nashkav. She'im ein hatipa mafapes bifnim. You want to know what that means? So, I think what he means when he says miman nashkav she'im ein hatipa mafapes bifnim ein oiser, he means that the tzad of the smack that the tipa is nispashit throughout the walls of the kli, but it does not go into the food. It's not mefapas bifnim into the food, only into the kli. So it's that's what I think. That's what I think he means. Yeah. Right. So the smack says chanan only when we're talking about neged harekan. So the smack says you say chanan and you do not get right. There is an important distinction in the smack when it's neged hatavshil. When the tipas chalav falls neged hatavshil, we assume that either it goes into the food, or we assume, and this is the case that we're really interested at this moment, we assume that it doesn't go into the food, but it spreads out through the entire metal, and it's bottled in the meat, which is in the metal of the kli. Right, but when it's negative harekan, when the tipa falls negative harekan, and the kli is megula, so then the smack says a chumrah. He assumes that the tipa is nispashet, but not batel b'shishim, and it doesn't. It gets a frozen. In other words, it spreads somewhat, but it doesn't spread ad kedei that it gets shishim. It spreads ad samach the rotev, and since it's not batel, you say chanan. When it's nafal neged harotev, it either penetrates into the food, right? When it's nafal negative right, it either penetrates the food and the food is mevatalit, if you have shishim in the food, or the other tzad is that it goes into the walls of the kli, but not into the food, But it spreads all over the whole kli, and it's bottling the walls of the kli. And you don't say chanan. So the smak says chanan when it's nafal neged ha-reikan, but he doesn't say chanan when it's nafal keneged ha-rotev. On the side that it doesn't go into the food, we still don't say chanan, because he assumes that it spreads throughout the whole kli, and you have shishim in the metal, and therefore the bliyas of basa that are in the metal mavatol the tipas cholov. Yeah, so the chanan occurs only neged ha reikan. For some reason, when it's neged ha reikan, the smack is concerned that it is not mispashet through the whole kli, and it has a limited mifapeyanis, and it just creates a patch of iser. It's not bottle, and you get chanan. And the pre-chodesh is saying that if you have the lid on, really you have the same, you have exactly the same scenario that the smack described when it was neged ha-roitiv. Because the water boils up, and because you have the lid on, and the hevel and everything is mixed in, and so therefore you can assume, like the smack assumed when it was mamish neged ha-roitiv. You can assume that either it went into the food and got bottled, or it went into the kli and it traveled all around in the kli, and the kli is going to be bottled within the walls of the kli. Yeah. Right. Right, so the smach's chumra keneged hareikan makes sense, because you don't have that heat up there to push the tipas cholov around to make it travel. Okay, great. I'm glad we got that. Okay, so if there's any other questions, okay, Baruch Hashem, thank you for joining. Thank you, Yossi, for joining, Mr. Katan, and. We'll continue tomorrow, Bli Neder. Thank you. Have a great day.